Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Vance Rogers, your host on Saturday AM Live. I want to just, wow, it's our second official Saturday of spring, and I know we don't have snow anymore in the Northwest, so it is a absolutely gorgeous day, supposed to be in the 60s. So I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and joining us this morning, and I want to remind you, if you don't have pen and paper or crayon and, you know, or dry erase marker and whiteboard in front of you, you may want to go grab that. And if you're on the West Coast and you're one of our usual listeners who spend Saturday morning in bed with myself and our guests, then you may want to crawl out of bed and go, you know, grab something real quick, because I guarantee you're going to want to scribble some information down for that. And as another quick reminder, just I will do my announcements after we say goodbye to our guests in about 35 minutes, and so we can jump right on into things. So on that note, you know, Dave, I was thinking about this last night. I believe our history, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I first met you in 1982 in Hawaii. And I don't know.
Well, you probably did. I mean, were you in diapers at that time, Vance?
No, I was.
That goes way back.
Yeah, that's, what is that? My goodness, that's 28 years ago.
28 years ago, yeah.
And we were in Hawaii at a wonderful event hosted by the company that my parents and you and Ellie used to be aligned with, and something stuck, though, when I first met you, because being that both of us are short in stature, neither one of us has a Napoleon complex at all, but it was something about, I think, your charisma, your leadership, that at that point I thought, wow, this is one of these, you know. But it goes to true that there's a lot of people out there, Nikan, today that, just as my parents did with my two brothers and I, they said, you know, these are the people we want to get our kids exposed to. And I do the mm-hmm. same thing. We mm-hmm. were with Mac and Pat last night. And for Stacy and myself, both our daughters absolutely adore people like them. And, I mean, why not? They're wellness consultants for the year. So our history goes back a little ways. Just for the sake of the people who've never heard you on the call, why don't we just give a quick, I mean, we're talking 5 minutes or less, mm-hmm. background on your, 17-year journey thus far mm-hmm. with Nikan, because it kind of started with a lot of people involved, and then I got involved, and mm-hmm. then you and Ellie are where you're at today. So mm-hmm. take us back to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. My goodness, fun times. Those are great times. Before I do that, I want to give a message to the person from Tennessee. Kentucky thrives. My two daughters live in Lexington, and I tell you, we are really into it. We had wings the other night while we were watching them at 10 o'clock at night, and what a game they had. So I don't know. Kentucky thrives. Anyway, Vance, it's great to be on your call, especially your call. I have a lot of admiration for you, and you have proven to be one of these young leaders who have matured not only in Nikan but also in network marketing. And I'm so honored and proud to be a part of your team in your Dan line somewhere, second level to you. We had made a fortune in a network marketing company before. I've been in the industry now for 40 years. We sold that business after 18 years. We had gone to the top with it and invested in a restaurant and lost all our money. Moved to Tulsa, and, you know, God has really neat ways to kind of connect the dots in your life. We didn't exactly know why we had moved to Tulsa, but it was a real resting place and a nice, a resting haven for us as a family as we were transitioning into our second career, which happened to be Nikan. And when we were first introduced to Nikan, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we were broke, penniless, $75,000 in debt, and we were in our late 40s, and didn't have money to, almost, virtually no money even to take care of the family, and Ellie's health was deteriorating rather fast. She was on a lot of prescription medication, and when a friend of mine introduced us to NUCAN from Cincinnati, Ohio, Stephen and Gisela Stevens, they were so nice and so kind, but you know, sometimes when you pray for something, which Ellie and I really were praying for our finances and for our health and for our family, you know, and everything else we pray for, and God somehow sends somebody or the answer many times in the form of a person. Didn't realize that Stephen was this angel that God was trying to send to us and answer our prayers. Well, we were not interested. I could not relate to refrigerator magnets, putting them on your bed and you're going to feel better. And so, you know, I had this closed paradigm as to what NUCAN was all about. And we were living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as Vance had said, and Vance was kind enough to let us try some products, and we did. And changed our life probably within 2 days. I mean, literally, changed our life within 2 days. And I know that not everybody gets those kind of results immediately. Some get them, you know, almost overnight. It took us about 2 to 3 days, and it literally changed our life. Ellie was beginning to sleep again. I was feeling better. And I don't want to go into my testimony on the products at this point because that's not what the call is all about. But literally changed our life. And then we went back to Stephen and said, Stephen, tell us more. Vance, tell us more. And like a good leader would, Vance got us on the phone with his upline, his mom and dad, and Ruth and Dennis Williams. And boy, I tell you, when you get Ruth Williams and Vance's mom, Char, on a three-way with you, you have no chance. I mean, you might as well sign at the dotted line, even if it costs $1,000. And but very convincing from the standpoint of the health and the value. Dennis then flew to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to kind of show us the opportunity. I think Vance was off into mission trips and doing his thing. But Vance, Ellie, and I will be forever, forever grateful that you really introduced us to these wonderful products. And Stephen introduced us to the opportunity, and both together we find is what NUCAN is all about. So,
you know, in what you just said, that there's an opportunity and the products, that,
yeah.
You know, the whole vision of NUCAN goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, we were with the McCarries last night, Mac McDonald and Pat Terry, our current wellness consultants of the year, and they were introduced to NUCAN months and months before somebody actually mentioned to them that
yeah.
there was a business involved, and they
yeah.
were, oh my goodness, I can't remember what their debt load was on just credit cards because of her, Pat's health condition, but they go hand in hand, and that's exactly what you've developed with the heart system.
Yes, exactly.
And this has been an involvement of, as you shared, you know, with me that. I kind of was empty and looking for a way to really kind of get back to what this thing is all about.
Right.
Not only true network marketing, but true networking in the sense of we've got an obligation here to share with people the gift.
Yeah.
And I go back to a few months before I had the privilege of sharing with you to September of 92 when Dennis Williams did the same thing for our family. Just literally
yeah.
say, here's what it is. I'd like to give you a gift.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
So let's jump into we call it the heart system. That's what you've
mm-hmm.
pulling it right out
mm-hmm.
of the Bible, which I think is the obviously the most respectable book as far as the basis, and because it really is about the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is, Vance. And about 3-4 years ago, we were into NUCAN at that time. I guess about 13 years, we had made the top rank in, I think in around 7 years, 6.5, 7 years, something like that. And so, you know, we had kind of gotten fat and lazy. And what we didn't realize is that we had lost our passion as to what these products and this opportunity is all about and what it has meant to us. We had lost that real raw feeling. And then I realized that passion comes from the heart. and comes from that real feeling of gratitude for what Ellie and I have been living these 17 years. So about 3 years ago, I really began to take another serious look at how am I going to, not necessarily make another run, but how am I going to get re-engaged? You know, later on I realized that, I really did need to re-engage because I owed it to my people who trusted me, mm-hmm. who came into the business, who were starting to use the products because of my introduction to my leadership, and to sit back and not continue to feed them and offer leadership to them. There was something lacking in my heart. And so when I began to think about this, I'm the kind of person that, okay, if I'm going to do this, let's say I'm going to get really re-engaged, but I don't want it to interfere with my lifestyle, because Ellie and I were really enjoying our lifestyle. And I really believe that there is a place in this business and in network marketing where you can make network marketing a part of your lifestyle instead of your lifestyle being a part of network marketing. And there's a real difference there, and I'm not going to go into that, but I really had to rethink as to what I'm going to do. How am I going to re-engage? I didn't just want to re-engage. How am I going to re-engage? And I know in my long years in network marketing that recruiting, long-term recruiting, is very important so people don't burn out. And what we don't want to do is do this thing emotionally, just emotionally. There's a great big difference between passion and emotions. Passion is something that you just build upon. Emotions is something you're going to burn out if you're not careful. And so I began to think of first of all, long term. So I gave myself 3 years. Instead of calling it 3 years, I call it 150 weeks. So everybody I bring into the business now, Vance, I set them on a track for 150 weeks. It's not 3 years. 3 years seems like a long time. 150 weeks, yeah, you know, week at a time, and 150 doesn't seem that long. It's, I don't know, seems much shorter than 3 years. And so everything that we do, and every time I bring a new person into the business, and all my training is now based on 150 weeks, within 150 weeks, the platinum. Some people can do it in a year, some can be doing it 2 years, but if they do what I share with them and what I want to just go into a little detail, they will make platinum within 3 years. It's guaranteed.
And Dave, that is so crucial in what you just said, because you and I both know in our 17-year history with Nikken, there is a graveyard out there of amazing, amazing, wonderful people who are leaders.
Yep.
Who went platinum in, let's say, 21 days,
or,
you know, whatever the case may be. And the whole business is not built around platinum
right. At
all. However, 150 weeks is a really good, exactly what you're saying. Passion will allow you to get to the core of who we are as people and get back again to that heart, that gift of Nikken.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's about the 150 weeks and thus the... what I call it, and I kept thinking about this because in construction terms, which is my background with my dad having his own sheet metal business, there's no such thing as a 3x5.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist in construction. You got a 2x4, 2x2, 2x6, 4x4, you know, and everything's in even numbers. But a 3x5, and how beautifully that fits into the numerical equation of 150, you know, that thing 15 and everything. But why, again, getting back, and I know the answer to this, but why 5 and 3?
It's very important. What I've set up, and let me explain a little bit the 5 and 3. It's what I call now, and it's kind of a phrase that people are really catching on to. It's 5 in and 3 out, 5 in and 3 out. And what I tell people to do is that they purchase a 3x5 Kardex box. I don't sell anything. Even the information that I'm giving here is not in the manual. It's an e-thing I can email out. But you go to Staples somewhere, purchase a 3x5 Kardex box that holds 1,000 cards. And 1,000 cards are very important because it has to do with your vision. It has to do with the longevity of 3 years. And I'm going to show you how easy this thing is to put 5 cards into that box. Every card has a name. 5 cards into that 3x5 Kardex box. Every week, throughout the week, as you're meeting people or lists that you have or whatever, you just put in 5 new cards and make sure that you do that and set a goal to do that for 150 weeks. And the names cannot come from the telephone book, or it cannot come from gravestones. I mean, you have to have some kind of connection with this person. You might not know them that well. For instance, we go to a church. It has about 500, 600 people. We have a church directory. I start putting their names into the box. You see, I'm not recruiting them right away because I'm going to think about how I'm going to recruit them as time goes on. But I'm putting them in the box. It's almost like putting a savings account together.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when people do their 100 lists, they, and I'm not opposed to 100 lists, but put these 100 names in your card decks if you want to do that. I suggest you start with 30 or 50, 30 to 50, and do that as soon as possible after you get your box, get your alphabetical 3x5 dividers, and put them in alphabetically. In other words, what you're doing is you're building up a savings account. You're building up a reservoir. You're building up a reservoir of names. And unfortunately, with the 100 name list or the 50 name list, and you're never adding systematically to it week after week after week, I will guarantee you those names will become very old, they'll become stale, they'll become intimidating, and that's why people don't continue to use them. And so I encourage people, just like a savings account, put your 5 names in there every week. Discipline yourself to do that. See, recruiting requires a lot of discipline. And it doesn't mean discipline in talking to people. It means in disciplining, in setting up your recruiting process. That's the discipline that I'm trying to teach people, and it really does work. And so the 5 names in to this box, and then at the then throughout the week, as I said, you put in a minimum of 5 names in the box. At the end of the, or the beginning of each week, you grab a cup of coffee. Guys, this is extremely important. The people who aren't doing this 1 hour a week, this system doesn't work.
And this is what people, if you're taking notes right now, you need to write this down. It seems so trivial, but I'm telling you.
It is so unbelievable trivial, and yet it's the thing which builds that discipline, which builds into a habit, which builds into what I call network marketing recruiting character. And it is so important. You spend that 1 hour a week, you grab a cup of coffee, either at the end of the week, the beginning, Monday morning, you know, whenever your end of the week is, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and you spend an hour sorting through 1/4 of the alphabet in your cardex. So the first week, you're going through the first 1/4 of the alphabet, and the next week you're going through the second 1/4 of the alphabet, and so it's, you know, your month is divided into 4 weeks in your alphabet, and so you sort through, let's say this is the first week of the month, and so you sort through 1/4 of the alphabet looking for 3 people to prospect in this coming week. Now, I will guarantee you, if you spend an hour thinking about these people, you'll have more than 3. Unfortunately, most people go into Monday morning, Tuesday, and they have no idea who they're going to talk to. And so they constantly run in this emotional 3-foot rule, and that 3-foot rule just ends up to be 3 yards after a while. Then it's 3 miles. They're never talking to anybody. And because there's no discipline there. It's all done on emotions. There's no discipline there. And I teach people now that if they discipline themselves to doing something like this in their recruiting, they'll never burn out in 150 weeks. Not only that, if you do this for about 6 months, you will never have to ask yourself or anybody else, who am I going to talk to this week?
You developed a habit, a pattern.
And you have, what is it? At that time, you have 20 weeks. Times 5 in, you have 100 names in there, and you're only going to choose 3? You see, what I like about the 150 weeks, and you're putting 5 in a week, after you have done your initial 30 or 50 or 100 if you want to put in there, I don't suggest that you put in an awful lot in there, because it's more important for you to establish the habit of putting 5 in a week than to put in 100 at one time. It's more important to establish the habit of recruiting than to have this giant elephant in front of you and say, how am I going to eat this thing?
Mm-hmm. Dave, I have to tell you a quick story because I started doing this in January when you, kicked off the whole program, and it was so, the timing was just so amazing. Old college roommate of mine, we, after 15 years of having no contact, we got reunited. He bought some products, retail actually, got such fabulous results, started sharing them with all of his clients.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, he says to me, Vance, one of my clients is in Virginia right now. She's expecting a call from you because I told her about this stuff. She saw how much it was enabled me to do my job for her, you know, function better. He says she's expecting you to call her this weekend. I never got in touch with her. He called me back and said, hey, she wants to know why you haven't called. And as a matter of fact, she is expecting a call from you tomorrow morning, and she's got two other ladies that she's going to three-way in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So my first contact with her, I had two extra cards in my hand that I put names on.
Absolutely.
People I didn't even know.
Yeah, and if you do more than five, that's just a plus. That's a bonus. Mm-hmm. And the reason for the 1,000 card, the size of the Cardex, is because that little 3x5 Cardex box, you know, is just not going to hold 3 years. So five times 150 weeks, that's 750 names. Now, if you're putting five in and three out, there's 300 of them you're never even going to talk to. Now, talk about taking pressure off of you. You see, you've established a discipline. The 300 you'll probably never even talk to, so put yourself off the hook. Don't put pressure on yourself when you're going through those cards. You see, then you set aside those three cards that you're going to contact that week. Look at your cards as friends and partners rather than targets. You know, you meet them with the intention of giving a gift. These three people, you meet them with intention. People say, well, which three cards should I choose from? Well, if you have to ask that question, this is what I tell people, and this is what I told myself. If you have to ask that question, you've lost your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Go with your heart. Go with what your heart tells you, not with what Dave Solstice tells you.
You know,
one of the things that this system will really teach you is for people to think for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the time where your senior sales leader, your person above you, is supposed to have all the answers for you, forget it, guys. You're very smart. You're very intelligent. You're natural networkers until someone tries to teach you how to market, and then you fall apart. Go back to being a natural networker. Go back to the point where you love people. You know, it's a real sad, Vance, that many times when we get people into NECAN or get them into network marketing, they stop being people.
Absolutely.
You know, they somehow have to think that every person is a target now. You know, I talk to a lot of people I never even talk NECAN to. But the three that I do that week, and many times those three, I end up having a 3-foot rule experience where I meet someone that week. Now I got number four,
mm-hmm.
You know, that I'm prospecting. So who cares? But it's a minimum of five out and prepare yourself, you know, minimum five in throughout the week. You can put those in there. But your three that you're selecting with that 1 hour, you know, I'm a man of prayer, and I will pray over these people. And I'll say, God, just give me. Who needs me this week? Who needs a gift? And then I look at from the standpoint of meeting them with the intention of giving them a gift. Vance shared this proverb with me, and I love it. And thank you, Vance. It says, a gift opens doors and makes room for a man and brings him before the great. What is that person you're going to be meeting with? Could very well be your royal diamond because you're building a relationship with them. You didn't approach them as a target. My wife bakes bread. Guys, she will sell more products than what I ever will, because many times she'll take a loaf of bread to the person she's talking to. I mean, that's crazy. Mm. It's that crazy. And I'm not saying go bake bread. But, it might be a book. That's what that 1 hour is for, to think about these three people that you're going to set up. You might even just give them the gift of coffee. You might give them the gift of your presence. You might give them a gift of a good encouraging word or something. NECAN might not even come up. I mean, who cares? Because if you go through that list every month in your Cardex, in 3 years, that name's going to come up 36 times. 36 times. So, you know, just relax. I tell people, just stop putting pressure on yourself. just go be natural like you were when you brought in your first five people. You were so natural, and like I said, you were just a natural networker until someone teaches you how to market, and then we fall apart.
Mm-hmm. Dave, what I think is so fantastic is you, in everything you've just said, you didn't say, okay, yep, you're going to need to use this CD or this DVD, or you're going to need to use this product. It doesn't matter what we use. I mean, even a loaf of bread. I think what's fascinating is that when we spend that time, that hour, and I like to use the word massaging through these names. These are people that, and literally asking God for some wisdom and say, okay, which one of these people needs to make contact? And I did this last Sunday with some friends that came over for dinner after church, and he was just diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic. He's in his 40s, and his history and his family. And when they walked out the door, it wasn't about him. It was about his wife that was in a car accident.
Absolutely.
Years ago, and she's still dealing with migraines.
Absolutely.
And I looked at both of them, and Stacy looked at me and said, Lance, why don't we give them some of the new little power patches?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And I said that exact same as they walked out the door. I said, this is a gift from us to you. Next time one of those comes on, put this wherever it hurts the worst. And when I followed up via email with him, you can sense the emotion coming through the email back of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to do the drugs. They don't want to go that route.
Yeah, exactly. And for the first time, probably for the first time, they've met a network marketer that cares more about them than their product. You know, I mean, this is what I'm finding this new time around. I can't tell you how people have warmed up to me. We have a new accountant, and intentionally, she's from Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, where our girls live, because we need a tax write-off when we go out to see our girls in Kentucky. And we go out to see our accountant. She's a wonderful lady. No, she's really good, and we really needed her. And we gave her a gift. We gave her a gift of a product. We didn't loan her a product. We gave her a gift of something. Do you know how many people she knows? Do you know? And our heart went out to her because she was experiencing something. And simple little few power patches. My goodness, carrying with you all the time. What a gift to give to somebody. And so I always approach people now when I'm sitting down with them. What gift can I take with me to give to this person? Guys, isn't this what we do when we go visit friends we haven't seen them for quite some time?
Mm-hmm.
We somehow take a little gift with
them. Well, when you invite people over for dinner, our friends that came over, they bring a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I don't drink.
Yeah. We give them a little bottle. We give them a little gift. That's right.
Substance.
Yeah. So when it is called prospecting, but it's called prospecting with your heart. And I'll show you that your heart, guys, And you have to understand this. Your heart is more powerful than any script you could ever learn. And I'm going to say that again. That's why you need to spend that hour. You need to get your heart engaged. Your heart is more powerful when it comes to reaching people than any script you will ever learn. And I'm not against scripts. You know, I mean, they're very comfortable if you can use them, but use your heart. And then, so when you're prospecting and you get a no, you just put it back in the box, because times will change. A year from now, 6 months from now, you might realize the person is now out of a job, and that God really lays that person on your heart when you're going through it 6 months later, or the sixth time through your box, and you can pick up the phone and say, John, you know, remember yet when we talked 6 months ago? And I'm not calling to put pressure on you, but has your life changed at this point? Would you be willing to take another look at what we were sharing at that point? You know, again, do it with your heart. I have people ask me sometimes, okay, if I'm doing an in-home, and how do I invite people? Well, I say, who do you call to learn how to invite people to come over to your party? Do you call your mom? Do you call your sister? Do you ask them, what should I say to this person? Invite them to come over to a party? See, that party is a heart thing.
Mm.
See, when you have to ask people, how am I going to invite people to come over to my house to hear my Nican story, you're doing it out of your pocketbook. You're doing it out of your marketing. You're making that person a target, you see. And all those things will put walls up between that person and you. And so the heart is really, and so when you're prospecting, you get a no, just put it back in the box. No's will show that you are on your success track. Believe me, in this box, no's will show you that you are on your success track. Every time you get a no, you should condition yourself to saying, I'm on track. Not what else, you know, what don't I know, now I'm going to have to go to 5 more seminars to make sure I'm saying the right stuff. That's not heart stuff, guys. And seminars, there's nothing wrong with seminars. I'm big in teaching and training. But go with your heart. And if you take time, you're never going to reach your heart running here and running there. And suddenly it's just going to pop up. You're going to have to calm yourself down. That's why that 1 hour, just sit down and calm yourself down and enjoy this journey. Enjoy it. And let your heart tell you what you should be doing. I had a lady call me. She was on one of my team calls the other day, and she said, Dave, she says, I really met this wonderful guy and you know, did a presentation. She says, what should I do now to follow up? And I said, well, I said, the follow-up we'll address next week because the end of a call was coming. I said, I'll address it next week. And she began to proceed to tell me what she already did. I nearly fell off my chair. I said, I forget what her name was. We'll call her Mary. I said, Mary, why are you asking me how you should follow up when you've already done follow up better than what I ever could have told you to do? Because she thought it had to be scripted. She did it from her heart. I said, how did it go? She said, wonderful. She said, he wants to know more and he wants more information. I said, why are you asking me? And I ask people that. Why are you asking me? Why not ask your heart? And when she was flowing with her heart, it was working for her. So that when you get no's, you just tell yourself you're on your success track. Without the no's, you're really off track.
Mm-hmm. And Dave, our oldest daughter, came home a few weeks ago, and she was pretty bummed because her band teacher was going to be gone for 3 weeks. And I said, what's Mr. Kilgore leaving for?
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, he's having something done on his back. I think she said a surgery or something like that. And I said, really? Well, Tim Kilgore, her band teacher, and I go way back. I actually got the privilege of teaching his son through an Awana Bible study class that I did years ago. And I just picked up the phone that afternoon, and I said, Tim, it's Vance. And we chatted for a bit, and I said, how's your son doing? It's been a few years since I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Tim, the reason I'm calling is McKenna came home, and she was pretty distraught. And I said, what's the deal with this back surgery thing? And he explained the whole thing to me, and I said, Tim, do you have any idea what my family and I, what we do for a business? And he said, it's something about wellness. That's all I know. And I said, okay, yeah, you're right on. I said, I would like to, could I drop in the mail to you a CD that the first story on this CD, after the guy intros it, the first story is a gal that had a back issue. She fell off a roof when she was a little girl, landed on a pile of bricks, and it's the first story on the CD. There's a bunch of stories on there, but I couldn't help. When McKenna said that to me, my heart sank, and I thought, maybe Tim would get something out of this story. I said, could I put that in the mail to you? And he said, well, why put it in the mail? Just send it with McKenna. I'll see her in 2 days at class.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it dawned on me, that was his method of receiving the gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he went through the surgery. About 4 or 5 days after the surgery, I followed up with it with a phone call. And he called me back. We've been playing phone tag ever since. And he said this. He said, Vance, sorry I missed your call. I actually felt good enough to get up and go for a walk. He said, I did listen to that CD, and I found it very interesting, and I want to talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought, no pressure.
No pressure, yeah. And what's so exciting with that kind of approach, Vance, is that if they do that for 150 weeks, and I'm going to give you the numbers, and then I'm going to be finished here, but if people do that for 150 weeks, see, sometimes people can do something for a month. They can even do something, you know, they can make that silver run, make that gold run. But is it duplicatable? Are they still engaged as much as they were in the beginning 3 years later, 150 weeks later? You know, as I said, when you get your no's, you're on a success track. But when you get a yes, guys, that's your destination. And you're not going to get to your destination until you get your no's. And people have to understand that. And the no is not much of a rejection. Just put the card back in that box. And, you know, another thing I do during that hour, or every day, I just kind of look at that box. It's right on my desk. You know, you can do the prayer of Jabez. You can do a prayer of blessing over them. And this is what has been happening to me. Never happened to me consciously that I know of in my 40 years. As I've been praying over, it's just very simple. You know, it doesn't have to be much of a religious prayer. It's just, God, bless these people. And meet their finances, Lord, and help them with their health, and bless their children, and all this kind of stuff. Very simple, very basic. And as I do that every single day, what is happening is that people's names that I have in that box somehow are contacting me. They somehow show up somehow, whether it's in an email, Dave, I've been thinking about you, or whether it's a telephone call, or whether I meet them. You know, it might not be that week. It might be 3 weeks later or 3 months later. And this is the principle. What if you pray a blessing over somebody, you don't even know who that person is in your box, because I'm not going through every card, but you're just praying a blessing on someone, and God chooses you to meet that blessing? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awesome? Because that's what's been happening. God will choose me because I prayed a blessing on that person and says, well, if I bring that person into Dave's life, maybe he'll be a part of that blessing that he's been praying over that person. And so, you see, that's a heart thing again. And I'm not talking about, you know, that you throw everything else out the window and you don't continue the learning and the training and the seminars and the scripts. I'm not saying that. But I tell you, so often, and when people burn out, this has been my experience. When I burned out, Vance, I lost my heart. And I did not want to get my heart back and burn out again. So I had to learn how to approach it in a way that my heart grows as I'm doing it. I will never look at another person as a Nican target. Never. Because it's too hard on my heart. It's too hard on my continuation for 150 weeks. Let me give you the numbers real quick. 150 weeks times five cards in, guys, that's 750 names. Within 3 years, you will never, probably within 6 to 9 months, you will never have to ask another person or go to a seminar or go pay for a mailing list or whatever to try to find people to talk to. You have more than what you ever talked to. 150 weeks times five cards in, 150 weeks times three cards out, that's 450 recruits. 450 recruits divided by one-third. That's 150 curious recruits saying, I want to know more. 150 curious recruits, tell me more, divided by one-third is 50 wholesale distributors. I have a little asterisk here in front of me, and that is the average Royal Diamond, when he or she made Royal Diamond, had only sponsored 50 or less distributors. Do you realize that you could do that in 3 years by just doing five in and three out and 1 hour of concentration and meditation and just show me who to lead with my heart? 50 wholesale distributors divided by three, I just did a round-off number there, 18 business builders, 18 business builders. These are people who bought a pack purchaser. This is a pack purchaser. This is the one who's involved in the rhythm of business, the weekly things, the monthly things, the quarterly things. That's how I distinguish your business. You never have to tell me you want to build this business, because I won't believe you. And I want you to hear what I'm saying. You never have to tell me that you want to build this business, because I won't believe you until I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believed too many people, and they discouraged me. You see? So I had to identify a business builder. Very simple. Business builder is a pack purchaser. Someone who is involved in the rhythm of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And you divide the 18 business builders by one-third, you'll have six silvers, you'll be a platinum within 150 weeks. And guys, that basically it's five in, three out, 1 hour a week to get in touch with your heart The sad part about it is that it's so simple and so basic, I shudder to think how few people will do that.
Mm. And Dave, I sat down with a gal last night who was just distraught because her husband, and these are gold wellness consultants, her husband's off into another network marketing company, and her sponsor told her that, you know, I'm going to find it difficult to work with you knowing that your husband may be stealing some of your contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, that goes back to what we started this conversation with, the passion versus the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
That when we build this on emotion, we're going on the high of this or that, but the passion of, and we're not talking about a jug of juice or some lotion or potion, or
right.
We're talking about products that change people's lives. And when given in the attitude of a gift, that, hey, this is something that someone gave us, we're just reciprocating, we're passing it on. It definitely changes the whole dynamic. Dave, what I'd like to do, if you're open to this, is I foresee, because I know I've got right now about 30 people that are chomping at the bit, that if I gave them permission, they would hit *6 and start badgering me with a bunch of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because literally, as I shared with you last week, this has been, the one word for me, this has been liberation. This
mm-hmm.
has been liberating in the sense of this puts the fun into a business, and that's what this is, a business for us. And it puts the fun element in because it
mm-hmm.
takes all the pressure off of, okay, we got to reach this quota, and we've never had quotas. And what I would like to do is for the next couple months go in and revisit, because you've got a following up with the 3x5
mm-hmm.
with the 5 and 3 out. That is literally, we've touched on steps 1 and 2, and there's
mm-hmm.
four more right behind that. That
mm-hmm.
you know, the steps of sorting the people
yeah.
and all that stuff. But I would like to go into that so you and I can, you know, nail down a date. But I want to remind our people, everybody who's listening, if you want to see Dave's notes and the whole system, and it's really nicely laid out, just pop him an email.
Yeah.
And he'll gladly, for free,
absolutely,
send it to you. Dave, you mind giving your email address?
Yeah, it's simple, Master Marketers, that's plural, mastermarketers@AOL.com, and the whole thing is wrapped into a team-building concept. I'm teaming my people and teaching them the heart system, and anybody would like to have me just email, it's what I call the e-manual, and it's about 25 pages of just stuff that is so simple and so basic. I teach out of it, I train out of it, I get people to read it. You know, and that manual is so put together in a way that, you know how you get a toy sometimes, and I hate when my wife does this to me, and you get a toy and you have to put it together. Well, I'll put it together before I read the instructions, and then I got to take it apart and start over. You know, Vance, that's where some people are today. They're having to start over
mm-hmm.
because they built it. It's not that they built the wrong thing. Many times we build it the wrong way. And so I've had to just go back into my 40 years of experience, what works, what doesn't work, what's duplicatable, and I will guarantee you, Vance, I will never, ever put myself in a position again where I will burn out in recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Never, never.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will just do it systematically that I can do it when I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, for those of you who are listening, our guest today has been Dave Stoltzis, and again, the email address is mastermarketers@AOL.com. If you want to see the notes, it's there for you, for the taking. It's a free gift, and not going to cost you a dime. It's not an 8-week seminar that you need to enroll in, I share this because, Dave, what I've experienced in the last 3 months was signing up 6 people.
Yeah.
So far awesome. This year, liberating. That's just the word that comes to mind because it has been for Stacy and I, liberation, and
yeah.
Watch our teamwork, our marriage, it work in giving a gift and just utilizing the 5 in, 3 out
mm-hmm.
has been so rewarding, so relaxing. So
yeah.
If you want it, you guys, it's there, and we'll get Dave to come back and take the next few steps in going through this. But go get your 3x5 card box. Make sure it'll hold 1,000. And find a box that is something that you're comfortable with looking at for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Don't find some cardboard box that Nikan products came in.
Yeah.
You know,
Staples has a real nice one.
Yeah, so just go get it, and if you've got people that you know would benefit from hearing what Dave shared, that you want to pass this gift on to them, and that may be even a phone call right there to one of your inactive people or someone you haven't contacted in a while and say, hey, I heard this guy, here's the recording, and it's simply at Steve Crowfoot's website, which is www.canb4u.biz. That's canb4u.biz, and then /S as in Saturday. So www.canb4u.biz/S. So check it out, and I know you'll benefit. Pass it around. Do what you need to do. And look forward to next week's call with Ruth Williams and I talking about, again, the body balance. I want to open it up for testimonies. I want tips from you, not just about the body balance product, but about what you've been doing to get your body back into the shape that God intended for you to have with that body. So what are some of those pithy sayings? What are some of those tips that you use to keep you on track, to keep us looking like wellness consultants rather than just talking about what they should look like? That's next week as well. So I want to wish everybody a early Palm Sunday and Easter week of celebration. And again, Dave, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you, Vance. You know, wouldn't be for you, I probably wouldn't be here. Thank you so much, and say hi to your lovely wife for us.
I will do that. All right. Look forward to chatting with everybody next week. Have a fantastic week, and we'll take it from there. Bye-bye now.